In the suburbs of Karachi, this is the Burmi Colony, which is one of over 100 slums spread across the southern port city of Karachi, housing over 200,000 Rohingya Muslims who flee their homeland in different times.
Everybody wants to see their homeland, but unfortunately, we displaced Rohingyans are not allowed to go back. The news we are getting about our loved ones is horrifying. Thousands of our Rohingyan brothers and sisters are fleeing Myanmar, as my father and grandfather did to save their life, after government forces and Buddhist extremists burned down our villages.
My mother tells me stories of Myanmar, and she once said that the rulers refused to recognize us as their citizens and classify us as illegal migrants, although we have resided in this country for centuries. And that is why they are killing us.
Noor Hussain, who is struggling for the welfare of these displaced Rohingyans, tells about the nightmare when they flee Arkan province. He says they were subject to the systematic persecution and human rights abuses that include forced land confiscation, torture, extrajudicial killings, forced labor, and restriction on movement at the hand of Myanmar authorities on account of their ethnic identity.
I hold the international community, its long silence and then very slow and ineffective response, responsible for the ethnic cleansing and atrocities being committed against Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine province of Myanmar by the authorities. When Myanmar's president was saying that the only solution to the plight of the Rohingya Muslims is to send them to refugee camps run by the UN, why the international community did not respond at that very moment?
The Human Rights Watch says that the Myanmar government continually refuses to grant Rohingyas citizenship, rendering them stateless in their ancestral homeland. The Rohingyas' prosecution has further intensified because they cannot seek protection from neighboring countries, they say. Thousands of miles away from the state of Arkan, Rohingyan Muslims living in this slum in the port city of Karachi demand the international community to take effective steps and help them to get their right of return to the land where they belong. After months of recent violence and slow international response, Myanmar's government has finally established a commission to launch a probe. But Rohingyans here say that they are only buying more time to unfocus the international attention. Mohammed Turi, Press TV, Karachi.